I said, Carm, what's up? He said, the people who say that the temperature there is kind of like the temperature here are lying. This is cold. And then we laughed and laughed. Did I get that right, Carm? Is that exactly what it sounded like?
Yeah, I think I was a little bit more dramatic, John. I mean, we weren't even outside at that point. We had like one whiff of the outdoors just getting from the plane onto the jetway. And I didn't bring a hat. I didn't bring gloves. Chicago was beautiful this weekend.
It's 50 degrees.
I didn't even think. I didn't even think about it. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is pure misery.
Yeah, 12 right now.
I think you're hitting on something here, John. It's not the fans that are coming. They don't deserve this cold. But everybody, I think, in general, tends to hate the media, especially the sports media. So they put the Super Bowl in Minnesota, in essence, to extinguish us.
Hey, Carm, they will never have it in Chicago, right? Because we're a cold weather city and we don't have an indoor stadium. Or will there ever be plans to put the Super Bowl in Chicago?
It's never coming to Chicago unless we get a whole new stadium. I mean, New York got one, but I don't think that's going to be for Soldier Field. I mean, number one, it's the smallest capacity in the NFL. So I don't think it's in our future, unfortunately, John. It'd be super cool if it was, because this is quite a scene here.
So you're
in the middle of Radio Row. I don't know how it sounds, but there's a zillion people around.
Yeah, well, you're there a week early to cover the coverage. And where are you? Are you at the stadium, the locker room? Are you at the training facility? Where are you?
We're in the middle of the Mall of America here. I just rode some ride called the Turtle. Apparently, mall security is trying to hunt me down. That was not something you're allowed to do on a Monday, so I'm trying to hide out. But it was a great ride, the Turtle. It spun around a little bit. But you of course lived here, John. I've never been in a mall where there's a roller coaster, so this is kind of cool.
Have you done the zip line? You can zip line across that.
I saw the zip line going on. I haven't jumped onto that, but I am planning on doing that. I think there is some. I think it's tomorrow night or at some point here. There's a media event where you can do all the rides and stuff. We were just kind of. I got super excited. There's a lot of people to talk to, but when you can ride the Turtle or do the zip line, you'd rather do that, right?
So, all right, Mr. Sports. So we're there on Monday, Super Bowl Monday. Mark, what's the big story? What's the breaking news for the Super Bowl?
Well, breaking news, John, is that the Patriots are landing in about an hour and a half.
They're not even.
And
there.
We're gonna. So they'll be coming in, and then tonight is Super Bowl media night. So both teams will be talking to the press for about an hour and 15 minutes each. The entire team is required to be there. So I'm planning to ask some of the hard-hitting questions like, what does Bill Belichick do for fun? Why do you hate Tom Brady? What kind of hair gel does Tom Brady use? That type of stuff. And then we do that again on Tuesday and we do it again on Wednesday. But the first shot at it is tonight.
This is the kind of event where I'm really glad. Sometimes everybody wants to be a sports guy, do sports radio. This is one of those days I do not feel that way. I feel for you guys out there. You're sitting on Radio Row. Who's to your left? Who's to your right?
I got Tony Bruno to my right. He's been doing sports radio for 29-plus years. Fox, Yahoo Sports Radio. He's got his own digital now. I've got Jim Rome to my left. I've got Colin Cowherd's crew. Doug Gottlieb's here. They're all around, John. The big shooters are here. And then there's me. No one's come up to me to ask me for an interview. A couple of people have looked at me thinking that I might be someone, but then they realized quickly that I wasn't.
You should get a sign. You should get a sign that says, I'm that guy. Yeah, that guy that you thought was on the thing. Yeah, I'm that guy. I'm that guy. And then they'll come up to you.
Please talk to me. I want to be important. I have thoughts. And there's a lot of good food in this mall here. John, I got Shake Shack right behind me. I mean, that's big, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's huge.
No, there's some good food there. There's good rides there. That was my mall. I lived about a mile and a half or 2 miles from there. And so we had to buy shoes. We'd go to the Mall of America. It sounds strange. Let's go to the place with the roller coaster. But it's actually – and remember, there's no tax on clothing or shoes or coats or hats. No tax on clothing in Minnesota. So if you get a $100 thing, it costs $100 and that's all. And it makes it very easy to justify high-end purchases if you're interested.
Well, you know, I was going to buy a ski hat because I didn't bring one, but I couldn't get myself to pay the $28 for the hat in the mall, but maybe I'll do that now knowing that I don't have tax.
You don't have a Super Bowl swag bag? You don't have the, what is it, LII stuff?
Yeah, that's a great point, John. I've been waiting for some swag and some free stuff, but I haven't seen it yet. Maybe tonight we'll get it.
Right.
I'm just gonna bear it. Do you, John? Do you know? I don't want to go back to the cold, but just for one second, I sat at a bus stop today, and there was the bench, and right below the bench is just a mound of ice and brutalness. Like they don't even clean it off here. It's just that's it. We're in the dead of winter. It's the whatever the bold north, and we just live with ice. That's aggressive to me.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is there in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm sorry that some of this is shocking to you, Mark, but yeah, that's kind of what happens when it doesn't get below freezing. Although you do think they would have sort of sandblasted some of that away because they're trying to put on a good face. They're having a big Prince tribute tonight. I'd be interested in your review of that tomorrow.
Okay. I miss Prince. I love Prince, and we are gonna do our best to take that in as well. So, yeah, I know he's still the mayor up here, is he not?
He is. That town has always loved him, and they've loved him ever more since he's passed away. So, have a good time, Carm. I will talk to you later, and stay warm. All right, I don't want you to get frostbite.
Thanks, John. I'll do my best. Appreciate you.
It's Mark Carmen.